The Voices Dot Earth podcast series is brought to you by the Dot Earth Domain. In each episode, we shine a light on organizations and individuals who are part of the growing Dot Earth tribe, as well as those outside of our tribe who are all making our planet a better place. In this Voices Dot Earth podcast interview, we are speaking with Attila Suba, who's the president of the Green Revolution Foundation, which has the website greenrevolution.earth. And this organization is creating an economic heart in the middle of the climate movement that it aims to pump resources into direct climate actions. And Attila, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, likewise, likewise. And let's just go ahead and start at the top, if you don't mind. Tell us about the Green Revolution Foundation, how the idea came about, and all that good stuff.
So I'm from Budapest, Hungary. I'm a blues singer. So I've been singing the blues the last 14 years of my life. I've been in China and South Africa, but mostly touring in Europe from small stages to big festivals. So that was my life before the corona crisis. But the corona stopped the music. So in 2020 summer, I had this idea about the Green Revolution Foundation and this Green Revolution project, which is basically about how we start organizing ourselves together and what is the real problem behind the climate crisis or the environmental destruction. So we want to solve the cause of the problem and also find ways to, you know, just solve the immensely huge issue around the whole climate change and the CO2 emissions and the people's thinking about the climate crisis. So that's the basics of the Green Revolution.
That's great. And tell us a little bit more. Let's dive a little bit deeper. I think you have a First for Impact coffee shop in Amsterdam, right? And also a mobile app to connect change makers. So we'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, sure. So basically what it's about, the thought process behind it, that we have a global problem which requires a global solution, right? So how we solve problems? We organize ourselves around problems. And every organization needs basically two things. First, it needs an economic engine, an economic heart, which creates and pumps money into climate action. But also we need an information system, a global mind, which connects people who is already doing something for their community. So the first thing, the economic engine, the economic heart, we're going to open up the world's first For Impact cafe shop in Amsterdam. So what does it mean? That in Amsterdam, in Netherlands, and in a couple other countries, recreational marijuana consumption is legal. So we want to turn this consumption, this legal weed, thing into climate action. So what we say, 100% of our profits will fund climate action in Netherlands, but also all around the globe. And for the information system, the global mind, we are developing a mobile app, which has two basic functions. One is the connecting function. So we want to connect organizations all around the globe around causes. So an organization in Canada, in Japan, in South Africa, in Germany can come around to solve a problem, a specific problem around the cause. So we can get international cooperation around organizations. And that's how the brain structures itself. So we are creating a global mind, which is modeled how the brain functions in clusters and in connection. And the second part of the app is there to fund. So basically, when our customers go out into our shop, buy weed or coffee or different kind of products, hemp fashion, and that there is going to be lots of different products they can purchase. Our app saves a little part on their purchases into our own cryptocurrency, which is a stable coin token. So this cryptocurrency can be used to fund activists and artists all around the globe. You can use it to buy more stuff with it, but also you can put this, we say, Green Revolution seeds into seed investments. It basically comes back that we want to carbon capture with industrial hemp. So you put your seed investments into industrial hemp, then we harvest the industrial hemp, we sell it to manufacturers, and people who are invested in this carbon capture technology can get returns. So we want to share these returns to everybody who is already carbon capturing with us. So these are the basic principles of how this whole operation will function. And also we have two goals. One of the first goal of the Green Revolution Foundation is to offset the global carbon emissions with industrial hemp and nature-based technologies. But also we know that the problem is behind the climate crisis is the what we say in the Green Revolution, that climate crisis is the effect, but greed is the cause. So we want to raise awareness around our human nature, which involves greed. And that's why we want to fund 1 million climate art projects and 1 million climate action projects. So these are the basics of the Green Revolution.
That's great. Attila, it sounds like there's a lot going on really with your organization. And let's just back it up for a second, because you did touch upon this. Why does humanity and our planet really need the Green Revolution Foundation? And you said a few things that are interesting. Obviously, the offsetting of CO2 is important, but I also think you hit on something that is really huge, is the greed in humanity. It's pretty pervasive. We see it a lot here in the United States, especially. So yeah, would love your take kind of on the bigger picture level as to why you're doing this.
I'm just a blues singer. So that's the way I perceive my perception. So what we are doing is basically we need a global change of perspective. Why? We have a motto at the Green Revolution Foundation, which our motto is money is an illusion, power is an illusion, and there is only love and greed. So what the thought process behind this motto is that our every decision is influenced or driven by our emotions. We know that this is science. So if we know our emotions are influencing our decisions, we need to come up with a rationalization of how and why greed influences our decisions, and then how we can combat these problems. Because what we see, what is greed? Greed is basically you acquiring more wealth than you need. So you can imagine, and I think that's the best way to do this. You can imagine greed like a tiny black hole. It's a scratch on your soul. Everybody has it. It comes from the lack of love. And when you have an opportunity to feed this black hole with matter, with wealth, it grows bigger and bigger and consumes your humanity. It consumes your skills to connect with human emotions. So it's already scientifically proven. Social behavior studies and psychological studies already prove that when you have more and more wealth, you have less ability to connect with human emotions. Basically, you become less human in the process. So that's the mechanism behind greed. And we already know that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So these are the basic principles that the humanity has already figured out, how this human nature works. The only way to solve this problem is to raise awareness around greed. Like when you're a kid, you know that if you put your fingers into the connector, then you will die. You know, this is like basics that humanity needs to be aware that greed is a destructive force in every way of our lives. So that's the action part behind the Green Revolution, that raising awareness around greed. And what we say that it's an evolution in action. So the evolution part, that we need to, how to say, overcome our barrier of greed and create a more equal society in a way that we spread our resources, we spread our knowledge around the globe, and then we create a conscious humanity, which is self-conscious in a way that it knows that the problem is in ourselves.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. Now, keep going. I think you're really hitting on some universal truths about humanity. I didn't mean to cut you off. Keep going if you got more to say.
Yeah, sure. So basically, you can transform this problem. So what we'd say, the Green Revolution Foundation, the abolition of greed from the capitalist system is a small step for a man, but a giant leap for mankind. And we can relate this whole concept into economic decisions. So what we're doing at the Green Revolution Foundation, we are turning consumption into social value. So basically, when you're going to go into our coffee shop or buy something online, you are consuming for a cause. Your consumption creates social value. But you can imagine a whole society and a whole system working like this. So when you go into a supermarket, when you buy something online from a huge corporation, then you can imagine that you can fund education, healthcare, fight against poverty, climate action, and all these social initiatives. And this money is going to go back to the economy. Because the problem is right now is that the money that you spent in a supermarket is basically going into an international bank account and then into a tax haven. So the value behind the money is basically sucked out from the system. It's not staying in the system. So we want to create a system where it's circular. Everybody's talking about the circular economy, that we need to have a circular production so we create no waste. Everything is used in the system, but nobody's talking about the money. So we need to create a circular money system. And what we come up with is, we call it the future of capitalism, which is basically the democratization of money. That in a democratic society, you have one vote, I have one vote, everybody has one vote. But in the economic system, because it's basically when you go shopping, you're voting with your purchasing power, how the market operates every day. So, but somebody has lots of votes, like the billionaires and the big, huge corporation, they have a lot of votes. And as a regular people, we don't have any votes in or compared to those people. So we want to level the playing field, that everybody should have almost the same amount of voting power or purchasing power in the economic system. So that's how we create this, democratic way of making an economy work.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that rundown there. That's a perfect dovetail into my next question. So your website is greenrevolution.earth. You all use a .earth domain, which is awesome. Why did you all choose .earth?
So when I started the Green Revolution, I had this idea about this project. I thought that this project has to be a global project because we want to involve the best hearts and minds of the planet to solve these immense problems that we face around the climate crisis and the environmental destruction. So when I thought that .earth is that we are together as a globe and as a musician, so everybody knows John Lennon's Imagine song, but there are lots of amazing music around the world that's known to mankind, that always talking about humanity as a whole. And I think the climate crisis and this immense problem is the first and the only way that humanity can come together around a global problem, that we can face this global problem together. And that's why we need a whole Earth coming together. So that's why I choose the Earth domain.
Ah, that's awesome. Love it. Thanks for this awesome feedback there, Attila. And for my next question, well, I know that the Green Revolution Foundation started, it's relatively new, but I imagine you have a future vision for it. So what's the future hold for your efforts?
So basically, we are going to open the first coffee shop in Amsterdam in this summer. So we are going ahead with this project, but not also not just the first coffee shop, but we want to create an international franchise. So I think we are going into the US next year, and we're going into Canada and Belgium and Spain and developing the whole organization as a global organization, not just around weed, but around climate action. And how we do this is basically we involve people. So that's what the vision behind the Green Revolution is, people coming together around an agenda around the problem, around the cause of the problem, and developing this huge, vast network of money creation, but also information sharing, knowledge, and creating projects and creating art, because that's how humanity communicates.
That's awesome. You know, we really appreciate your time today, Attila. And before we sign off, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
Yeah, just one thing, that our website is going to be renewed in 1.5 weeks now. And if you are interested in the Green Revolution Project, wherever you're from, we involve everybody in this project. So we have people from India working on the Green Revolution. We have people from the United States, Germany, Turkey, Hungary, from all around the world. So if you are interested and if you have specific skills that the Green Revolution can use, we are opening our doors. So check our website, which is going to be new pretty soon, and join in to the Green Revolution.
That's excellent. What a perfect way to end this Voices.Earth podcast interview with Attila Suba, who's the president of the Green Revolution Foundation, which, as you heard, has the website greenrevolution.earth. And this very special organization is creating an economic heart right in the middle of the climate movement that will pump resources directly into climate actions and much, much more. And Attila, thank you so much for your time today.
It's amazing. Thank you very much for the invitation, and I hope we can talk soon.
Thank you for listening to this segment. .Earth is a real live internet domain that anyone can use. Listeners can go to our Voices.Earth site to find out what others are doing with their unique .Earth domains. Through Voices.Earth, you can also secure your own .Earth domain name through all major registrars.